Welcome. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com with another companion podcast for a wine review we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. And this one is an expensive one. It's $5.99. It's called the Bay Moon Sauvignon Blanc 2022. And it's a Trader Joe's wine, and the first time we reviewed this wine was for the 2012 vintage. So we're coming back to it 10 years later. An interesting side note, because I told you it was a $5.99 wine, which is like pretty cheap. But in areas that don't have a Trader Joe's, it sells for about $11. So that tells you something, you know? I mean, if it can go to a retail shop and sell for $11, Trader Joe's wines are bargains. So what do we have here? The 2012 version was from Monterey, and it was 13.5 in the alcohol. The 2022 says California, and is 12.5 on the alcohol. I don't recall offhand drinking that wine 10 years ago. But I reread the review, and there's a link to it on the website. And it was pretty good. We're going, this is pretty good wine for $5.99. It's still $5.99. And it was from Monterey, and it had a few things. It was still made by Manteca, California, which is probably some segment of Delicato family wines. They are from Lodi. Every time you see Manteca on a store brand, it pretty much means some division of their company made the wine. They are from Lodi. They do Gnarly Head wines and a bunch of other brands you've known and loved. They're good at making value-priced wines. They purchase Coppola wines. They have vineyards in Monterey and in Napa. And since this says California label, I would imagine there's Central Coast grapes in here along with North Coast grapes. So over the years, it seems like the since they went from just exclusively Monterey to California, and they went from 13.5 the alcohol to 12.5, looks like different production styles and different sourcing of the grapes, but guess what? It's still good for $5.99. I'm going to take a sip. That's pretty good. I mean, it sips really well. It's not as big and bold as New Zealand, and it's not as bright and juicy as the Loire Valley in France. But for $5.99, this thing kind of brings it. It's got lots of flavors, it's got good acidity, it's got nice length. There is nothing, there's no off flavors, there's nothing missing here. It's got lemons and apples and grapefruit and limes and a little bit of spice, pears and peaches. Nothing jumps out and bites you. It's all kind of smooth, and it's like a stew of these grapes. The length, I mean, acidity gives a wine length. It's got good length. You know, it's it's $11 if you don't go to Trader Joe's. But it's basically the exclusive Trader Joe's wine. Yeah, I mean, it's a wine that you would drink because you like Sauvignon Blanc, not a wine because you want to drink something that costs $6. This is be a really good party wine. At $5.99, that's three bottles for less than $20. No one would complain. It's a young wine. I mean, the color is almost clear, but it's just a little bit of yellow and a little bit of green. Go take another sip. Yeah, actually, this is wine you want to keep in mind with the party season coming up. Especially if you have neighbors over and they're, you know, you got a fire pit going or whatever. You want to sit around on chairs outside wearing your jackets and, you know, keep this in the refrigerator, twist the top on it. And this will keep the conversation going. It's 12.5. It's not going to get everybody overly alcoholed. I mean, it's something that people can sit around and have a couple glasses with and next morning feel fine. Yeah, I mean, it's just a really good wine, and it doesn't cost anything. It's the kind of $5.99 is cheap. I mean, $2 chuck is $4 nowadays. You know, for a couple extra dollars, you know, you're getting a wine that's really enjoyable, and not just enjoyable for the money. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave. It's another, I mean, this is good. The 2012 was good. The 2022 is good too. So they've been keeping this inexpensive wine going for 10 years. That's not easy. Things change. Nothing costs the same as it did in 2012 as it does in 2023. Except this wine. And it's still good. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. If you will, like us where you like your podcasts. You got comments or anything, write them down. The website's got somewhere in there you can do that. And we'll answer them. You know, we don't... We'll answer them somehow. You know, hey, you got a question, we'll answer it. So, and push buttons if you like the podcast. And thank you for listening. So this is it for me, Domaine Dave, CheapWineFinder.com. Adios, keep it cheap. And I think we've got another Trader Joe's wine, but it's a red blend from, I think, Lake County. So I'll talk to you then. Adios. Bye-bye.